Not decision making, not the way your bedside management, it's always waiting time. Disney film.
Thank you.
Once you have a better selection, you can call me. And then the office is, yeah, the number shouldn't face you because even Claremont comes with NP, Metro 7 NP, and even if NP can call me, let me know when you see him. But at no point should the patient be. You can look on the tracking board, right? You see, use the tracking board? Oh, that's a very useful, very handy.
I use the other thing more, like that.
There's this one where it says run tracking board, and this is the Claremont office, testing patients right now. So this is the appointment time, 12:30, 1. So it's now 1 o'clock, right? The most waiting period is for this patient, 12:30. And they are in the room at 12:30, at 12:41, and it's 1 o'clock, within 30 minutes. There's nobody here who's been here more than 30 minutes. So the minute you see it's waiting room, if the patient's in the waiting room, then it's an issue. Like, for example, if you look at telehealth, if they are doing telehealth, same thing here. 1 o'clock, they're seeing 1 o'clock patients, and there's zero. Nobody in the waiting room.
Okay.
So to see somebody in the waiting room, ideally nobody should wait beyond 5-10 minutes beyond the appointment time. Maybe they take 5-10 minutes to check in because there's a bottleneck, there's triaging bottleneck, 5-10 minutes, but 10-15 minutes is much. But you should be seeing them within 10-15 minutes. And once you see them, everything else goes smoothly. Your MA, you have a dedicated MA you take. And max, unless they're very complicated case, it should be like a 10-minute visit, and then orders to maybe 5 minutes, and your order will come. So 20 minutes is ideal for any patient. They do the chart, they do nothing, basically go to 5 minutes. Go to the patient for 10 minutes, come out, get the orders, and make your jot down your notes for the finishing of the notes later.
That's still my problem too. Like I truly do come home and I spend a lot of time writing notes after, and I just don't know how to make that. Like I'm sure you've seen my notes. I'm a lot more detailed, I'm sure, than I should be. But that's just how I am, and you know, changing that is very, very difficult. And I try, like I'm trying to not be so. You know.
Yeah, we'll work on that. I will go over some tips and you know some hacks for. Making notes more concise and save your time.
Yeah.
But right now, remember, the reputation is family, right? Professional reputation. You don't want anybody to go on Google and say, Dr. Mercer made me wait for an hour.
That's
one attracts more. Oh, yeah, she made me wait also. You don't want that at all.
Yeah.
It is going to be a little bit of hard work. Like, well, the first few months, years, you all did the same thing. You all both played evenings and all that.
And that's fine. Like I'm, you know me, I'm hardworking. That's not the problem.
At some point, you won't have to. Believe me, everything will come very naturally and subconsciously to the point where you are doing notes as a speaker patient. It will come to that point. It's just a matter of persevering with it. But the most important thing is the respect to the patient's time. Want to say this judgment? First is time, next is bedside manners. So 5 minutes to give the chart, 10 minutes to the patient, and then he's happy. I mean, get the orders, you're done. And then you write your notes, and then we worry about the notes later. Sometimes patients no show, sometimes you have sometimes you have time in between, or set aside a Saturday. Think of it as one Saturday for catching up.
And that's fine.
Or
half
Saturdays, catching notes and all that. Then you can finish up, check and be done.
I know, but to be honest, like, how can they leave at 4:15 if the patient's room at 4 o'clock?
Right. So that's what we're trying to do is move the last patient sooner so that they're done by 3:30, then you finish by 45, and they finish by
6:30. How are you doing?
You say that?
We'll fix that. So that happened last time. So the MS talked to me. I did. We'll try to clean up that part.
Okay.
4 o'clock, it should be done with them. It's about 10 minutes for them to see them, then also on it. Leave by 4 o'clock.
Yeah, I try. I mean, I try not to just stop, especially in those situations where it's like I on Halloween I had like the four, and they were roomed at 3:45. How am I gonna get that done before 5 o'clock?
Exactly. Yeah.
So
what I can do is just that. Think about the maybe have the MS called the 3:45. We should come sooner. I saw that's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I think that was it for now. And then I was going to ask, and I don't know if this is worthwhile for me to see, but I just wanted to see, like, what my numbers are so far and, like, what the difference is between, like, you know, how much a room costs per hour versus me doing my scopes and just...
Oh, for the center?
Yeah.
That's so for the centers,
mm-hmm.
Staff,
pre-op nurse,
front desk.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I see. So
it's
not just
the room. It's not just the tech. It's too many variables. Mm-hmm. So rule of thumb for them to most of them are they tell me based on their numbers also that space is great. They don't mind paying even because they know that in the future you're going to be a partner with the running profits and the powerful entities and the
we
don't have the cloud and Fremont. They don't pay much. It's just a fraction of the final base surgery or the medical office and small practice. So we don't have to be extra fast. But both came up.
I haven't even had a chance. Excuse me again.
As long as we have that,
that didn't go very well. I tried to be quick, but I wasn't.
Oh, I
didn't
know.
Thank you so much. I make a huge mess. Be careful.
Integrating me, that oops.
Oops.
Oh, I think it slipped.
Yeah, it's only paper.
Yeah.
But we're all like in your way.
Yes. You remember last time this happened? It was like a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never, like, suffered with that, so that's...
You don't get done to eat and then put this in the computer and we'll be good. Take care. See you, Sri.
But I don't think we have that many.
Oye, entonces vamos a ponerle un cheque a la gente que le hemos dicho.
Ah, pues sí. Tengo que ir a darle. ¿Le dijiste a Sarita?
Sí, está.
Sarita le dijiste, pero no creo que
va. Ya sí, ya sabe.
Mini sabe, ya sí sabe.
¿Quién es este?
Lori.
Ah, hay que decirle.
Carol, tengo que salir a Ana.
Ya hay que decirle.
Le dije a Julio.
Ajá, ¿le pusiste cheque?
Sí, pero para mi steak agotado.
¿A Julio? ¿Quién es
Jorge?
A Jorge sí, pero no a Emilio.
No, Emilio.
No, a Emilio hay que decirle.
Ah.
A Jorge, ya.
Ya le dijiste. Ajá. Yo soy quien bonita. Cristina, ya.
Ajá.
¿Y de Liz?
Ah, ya la acabo de decir.
¿Ella?
Ya, ya sabe. No me falta entonces quién es ella.
Sí, Jessica.
Ah, Cristina.
Yesterday I left her at 7.
That's worse than me.
That's not worth it. Other people, I just, I always try to be positive, so I'm not going to say anything negative. Because you know what? Everyone's got to learn, and everyone's got to do their thing, as long as patients are safe. Oh, that's my job, that's what I do.
Yeah.
But I have to wait. Right? It takes me long because I always wait for the patient to be discharged. And I also, there's so little. During the day, I might still need a little bit quicker. So there's literally only two nurses. So I always wait for the patient to actually discharge when that happens. I don't want them to be.
I don't know. I don't know.